God be with you, and welcome to worship at Knox United Church in Parksville, BC. We are delighted that you are joining us for worship today, and I'd like to offer a special thanks to Jan Reinson for offering, well, graciously agreeing to be able to play for us today. We had actually scheduled Barb Myers to come down from Fannie Bay as our guest pianist and singer, but she is sick today, so thanks so much, Jan, for agreeing to help us out, and to Alex and Chelsea for leading us in song once again. Thank you so much for being here. Also like to say a special congratulations to Frank and Maggie Carr, who are celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary. So we're thrilled for you that you've enjoyed 50 years together of living and loving. So congratulations to you both. We recognize that we are on the traditional territory of the Pentlatch peoples, ancestors of the Nanusing Qualicum nations, with whom we are working toward truth and reconciliation. And just as we are making peace with the indigenous peoples of this land, we are also striving to make peace with one another. And so I invite you, as I light the Christ candle, and as that we make peace with one another in this time. Today, for our prelude, I invite you to listen to the beautiful words of Mary Oliver, reminding us that it is important to wake early and be connected with our sacred earth. Hello, sun in my face. Hello, you who made the morning and spread it over the fields and into the faces of the tulips and the nodding morning glories and into the windows of even the miserable and the crotchety. Best preacher that ever was, dear star, that just happens to be where you are in the universe to keep us from ever darkness, to ease us with warm touching, to hold us in the great hands of light. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Watch now how I start the day in happiness, in kindness. Let each of us begin this day in happiness and kindness by singing It's a Song of Praise to the Maker.
It's a song of praise to sings high in the tree. It's a song of praise to the Maker. The gray whale sings in the sea, and by the Spirit, you and I can join our voice to the holy cry and sing, sing, sing to the Maker.
Sing, sing, sing.
Let us join our hearts and minds in prayer. Let us pray. Sacred source of all life, creator of the stars and planets and this beautiful planet Earth, we give thanks this day for all that you have created, for everything green and blue and lush, for rivers and oceans and lakes, mountain streams, for the soil that gives so much life and healing energy, for the sun which warms us, for the rain that nourishes us. For all that you have created, we give you thanks this day. Help us to be aware of your sacred presence in all things. Help us to see you in every animal, in every living thing, in every human face. Help us to see your holy face. This we ask in the name of the one who saw you in all things every day. Amen. I'd invite Alex to read our scriptures this morning.
From the story of Moses in the book of Exodus, Moses was keeping the flock of his father-in-law Jethro, the priest of Midian. He led his flock beyond the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of a bush. He looked, and the bush was blazing, yet it was not consumed. Then Moses said, "I must turn aside and look at this great sight and see why this bush has not burned up." When the Lord saw that he had turned aside to see, God called him to out of the bush, "Moses, Moses." And he said, "Here I am." Then he said, "Come no closer. Remove the sandals from your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground." And then we're now into Isaiah. The prophet Isaiah speaks to the care of our Creator for creation. "Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator to the ends of the earth. God does not faint or grow weary. God's understanding is unsearchable. The creator gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Even youths will faint and be weary, and the young will fall exhausted. For those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength, and they shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary, for they shall walk and not faint. Listen to me in silence, O coastlands. Let the peoples renew their strength. When the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue is parched with thirst, I, the Lord, will answer them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open rivers on the bare heights and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water. I will put in the wilderness the cedar, the acacia, the myrtle, and the olive. I will set in the desert the cypress, the plane, and the pine together, so that all may see and know, all may consider and understand that the hand of the Lord has done this, the Holy One of Israel has created it."
Thank you, Alex. So I have a couple of jokes for you, and it's especially for geologists, since today we're going to be exploring how the earth itself provides spiritual resilience for us. So here's a couple of jokes. Never lend a geologist money because they think a short-term loan is 1 million years. Why would a geologist take his girlfriend to a quarry? Because he wants to get a little bolder. And what did the rock say to the geologist? Don't take me for granite. I know they're bad. Last week, we began our new sermon series on spiritual resilience. But what is spiritual resilience? It has been defined as an ability to recover from or adjust easily to misfortune or change. Having sufficient spiritual resources to face and, in fact, grow in the face of adversity. Someone who has spiritual resilience reflects a spiritual depth and capacity for authentic spiritual engagement and reflection in the wake of hardship. Last week, we reflected on the importance of music in our lives and its capacity to deepen our inner spiritual fortitude. This week, we are reflecting on the way that the earth itself can renew and strengthen us and contribute to our resiliency as human creatures. Our scripture today from Exodus and the story of Moses encountering God in creation in a burning bush reminds us that the very earth that we walk on is sacred soil, especially when God asked Moses to take off his shoes, for the land that he is standing on is holy ground. And in our scriptures from Isaiah, we're reminded that our God is the God of the entire earth, the creator of all beings, and that the intention of the earth is to help to heal creatures, that God longs to heal God's people through the proper use of the earth, that the earth itself holds healing power to strengthen us and to lift us up as on eagle's wings, that we might walk and not faint, run and not grow weary. The indigenous peoples of our earth have been trying to teach us for centuries that Mother Earth is here to nurture us, and therefore we need to be respectful of the earth and appreciate her capacity to heal and to strengthen us. Our stories of creation remind us that we are made up of the same substance of the earth, and therefore if we are not one with the earth, we can become disconnected and virtually sick. Our contemporary fast-paced lifestyle, which is filled with chronic stress and poor eating choices and lack of physical activity, has created for us a very unhealthy society. On Monday, Knox's Green Team met in one of the members' beautiful backyards to discuss environmental issues facing us. And Elaine Wall shared with us a book called Earthing, which introduced us to the concept of reconnecting with the healing energy of the earth we live on. And she shared how it has improved her own health. So I'd like to share with you some of the learnings and stories from this book called Earthing, which was written in 2010 as a collaboration between Clinton Ober, a pioneer in the cable TV industry, who uncovered the health benefits of earthing and its capacity to be a conductor of healing grounding energy. Stephen Sinatra, MD, who is a cardiologist specializing in integrative medicine, and Martin Zucker, who is a health writer. This book furthers our understanding of exactly how important the earth is in its incredible capacity to heal us. These authors remind us that we are seeing an increase in autoimmune disorders, including lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, multiple sclerosis, and type 1 diabetes. The causes of these diseases still remain relatively unknown. We have also seen a rise in inflammation in our bodies, including cardiovascular diseases, type 2 diabetes, and cancer, which have been linked to chronic, ongoing inflammation. In fact, inflammation is now believed to be the underlying cause of more than 80 chronic illnesses, and millions die from these conditions we are experiencing. What is clear, reminds the authors, is that our immune systems have become overwhelmed. And while our nutrition and inactivity and air pollution and weight gain are strong contributors, this book makes the claim that we have overlooked our lost connection to our planet's natural flow of surface electrical energy and the electron deficiency in our bodies that this disconnection to the Earth creates. In the book Earthing, we learn that humans and the Earth are bioelectric in nature. Scientific experts in geophysics, biophysics, electrical engineering, electrophysiology, and medicine have come to realize that the Earth's natural electrical energy actually helps us to maintain the order of our own bodily frequencies. In the living matrix of our complex bodies, trillions of our cells constantly transmit and receive energy in the course of their programmed biochemical reactions. The movement of nutrients and water into our cells is actually regulated by electric fields, and each type of cell has a frequency range in which it operates, so that our hearts, brains, nervous systems, muscles, and immune systems are electrical subsystems operating within our bioelectrical body. When we lived in closer connection to the Earth as human societies, and even as children running around in our bare feet in the summer, we were actually absorbing Earth's energy, which they are calling vitamin G, standing for grounding. By spending time connected through our feet on the Earth, we were actually intuitively recharging our bodies and strengthening our immune system, much like the sun's vitamin D restores us in the summer. In the last century, with the invention of rubber-soled shoes and plastic shoes, and living lives more and more virtually disconnected from the Earth, we have literally unplugged ourselves from the healing energy that the Earth releases naturally to nurture our bioelectrical body and enhance our immune system and ensure the smooth functioning of our body's electrical system. Because our body is mostly water and minerals, we are excellent conductors of electrons held within the Earth. The free electrons pulsating perpetually on the surface of the conductive Earth, fed by solar radiation, thousands of lightning strikes per minute, and energy generated from the inner core of the planet, are easily transferred up into and throughout our body as long as there is direct skin contact with the ground. Geophysicists believe that this bank of almost limitless energy is continuously replenished with free electrons via an average of 5,000 lightning strikes per minute occurring perpetually around the planet, along with the positioning of the sun. This daily high and low pattern orchestrates internal body mechanisms that regulate our sleep-wake cycles, hormone production, and our maintenance of health. In order to maintain this connective healing flow of energy between the Earth and human bodies, it is therefore important that we take time to reconnect with the Earth by literally taking off our shoes and socks and grounding ourselves through our bare feet's connection with the Earth's vibrations. These folks have also created an electrical pad called a grounding pad that one can lie on while you are sleeping, that's connected to the grounding tong in one's household light socket. Sleeping on these grounding pads and spending regular time in our bare feet grounded on the Earth is actually helping to heal diseases and alleviate symptoms of illness. This book is full of testimonials of people with various conditions, including athletes who have healed injuries in record time. It is full of stories of people with heart disease or chronic fatigue syndrome or cancer or multiple sclerosis or thyroid conditions or arthritis or dementia or women with severe menopausal symptoms or injured athletes with aching joints or open wounds from falls who have experienced profound healing from simply earthing. Whether this means using the grounding bed while they sleep or walking barefoot on the grass or on the beach or swimming in a lake or ocean and soaking up the natural energy provided by the Earth's electrical charge. Delaine herself at our green team meeting shared how the grounding pad had helped to heal ribs bruised in a fall in just 2 weeks compared to a doctor's anticipated 5 weeks. Delaine also shared with us how how in an indigenous culture, when a child in the community was sick, they would often dig a hole in the earth and place the child that was ill in the womb of Mother Earth. And so the earth would bring a fever down or recalibrate the child's body and bring healing. Remember when we were children and we would spend all day outside playing in the woods, building forts, or walking barefoot on the grass or beach and swimming in the rivers and lakes or oceans, while all the while, unknown to us, we were soaking up the earth's healing energy. No wonder we felt alive. The earth grounded us as children, and we need to return to her and allow her to heal us once more. Several years ago, from my former church, I knew a man diagnosed with a terminal kind of liver cancer. And he decided that as part of his healing regime, he would go on a vacation to Mexico for 3 weeks. And he visualized himself every day, throughout the day, getting better. He also spent every day of those 3 weeks in the sun, walking barefoot on the beach, swimming in the ocean, and resting from his stress. When he came back, he underwent surgery for his cancer. And when the surgeon went to remove the cancer, it wasn't there. He asked his surgeon, "Did you make a mistake with my diagnosis? Or did I just have a miracle?" His surgeon responded, "I do not believe I misdiagnosed you. Whatever you did to heal yourself, I believe you healed it." Now, I used to think it was the healing visualizations that healed him. But after reading the book Earthing, maybe it was the earth itself that he immersed himself in every day that helped to ground and strengthen and heal him and provide the spiritual resiliency he needed. We need to let the earth that our God created help to heal us from all our diseases that we have created on our planet. Diseases that we have created by way of stress, by the ways we have disconnected from the earth, all the ways we have poisoned our food and the toxins we have put into the earth. And still this earth is forgiving of us and continues to offer up its healing energy for the healing of all Earth's creatures. So, my friends, in this time of pandemic, rather than hiding in our houses, which keeps us separate from the healing electrical impulses of the earth, we are invited to come out, to ground ourselves for a couple of hours every day with our bare feet in the grass, soaking up the healing of Mother Earth and allowing her to reground us. Let us take off our shoes like Moses and recognize we are standing on holy ground, grounding that has a power to heal us. Let us live into the promise of the prophet Isaiah and allow God's healing energy that moves through Gaia to help us raise us up on eagle's wings, to help us to run and not be weary. May God and Mother Earth Gaia, whom God created, heal us all. May it be so. Amen. Let us sing together a song to Mother Earth, O beautiful Gaia, who calls us home to ourselves.
Oh.
invite us to center ourselves in prayer, and we wait for the ringing of the singing bowl that invites us to center. Sacred source of all life, we give thanks for the beauty of your creation, for the soothing green and blues that heal us, for that incredible feeling of running barefoot in the grass, for digging our hands into the garden soil, for the gift of being co-creators with you, nurturing and tending all life. Help us to immerse ourselves in your healing energy. Heal us from the diseases that plague us. We pray this day for all those who are seeking healing. Healing from COVID-19, healing from cancer, healing for all autoimmune disorders, healing of lost hearts and broken souls and tired spirits, from hurt minds and hurt feelings. Help us to find our healing in the earth you have created. O God, we give thanks. How great thou art.
Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art.
We remember this day the brokenness in our world of strained relationships and strained marriages. We remember this day strained relationships among peoples of different countries. We pray for justice. We affirm that Black lives matter, that Indigenous lives matter, that all of creation matters to you and therefore should matter to us. Help us to care for one another better. Help us to heal from alienation from ourselves and from one another. O God, we give thanks that you are the great healer, and you provide an earth that is capable of healing us. How great thou art.
Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
We pray this day for all communities of faith that are striving to help build spiritual resilience in such a time as this. We pray especially this day for the congregation and leaders of Port O'Neill on our beautiful island. We pray also for our own congregation of Knox United, and we pray that we would continue to be a community of faith, strong and connected to one another, even through this time. Heal all brokenness of our people. And now in the silence, we bring before you our own concerns and we lift them to you for healing in this time of silence. O God, we give thanks for your strengthening, that you comfort us when we are in despair, and you raise us up as on eagle's wings. You help us to run and not be weary, to walk and not faint. Strengthen each of us in this time of our lives, as we say together the prayer that Jesus taught all those who would choose to follow in his footsteps. Our Father and Mother, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Just as God asked Moses to take off his shoes that he might know God and be healed, we are invited to take off our shoes as a reminder that we are truly standing on holy ground. So let's take off our shoes. Take off our shoes and be grounded in this beautiful wood of this sanctuary and in your homes and in Mother Earth as we sing, take off your shoes. We're standing on holy ground.
Take off your shoes, you're standing on holy ground. Take off your shoes, you're standing on holy ground. The earth is our God and the fullness thereof, from the waters beneath to the heavens above. So take off your shoes, you're standing on holy ground. You're standing on my holy ground. The eighth day of creation, well, our God looked around at the power plants and freeways and the trash on the ground. Plantations growing rubber where the grain should be high. You couldn't see the sun for all the smog in the sky. Well, kids, you really filled the earth and then you subdued it. But there's nothing in my book that says you've got to pollute it. So take off your shoes. You're standing on holy ground. Take off your shoes. You're standing on holy ground. The earth is our God and the fullness thereof. From the waters beneath to the heavens above. So take off your shoes. You're standing on my holy ground. You're standing on my holy ground. You've heated up my rivers with your plants and your mills. You're killing off my oceans with your wastes and your spills. You're fishing like there's always going to be an endless supply. And fighting one another for what's left to divide. You didn't want advice when I first viewed dominion. But now it's time to get a second opinion. So take off your shoes.
You're standing on holy ground.
So take off your shoes. You're standing on holy ground.
For the earth is our God and the fullness thereof. From the waters beneath to the heavens above.
So take off your shoes. You're standing on my holy ground. You're standing on my holy ground.
I hope in the next couple of weeks you will take a chance and go and explore backyard worship, where we'll having hosts and worship leaders, so you'll have an opportunity to gather together in groups of 10 in congregants' backyards and to worship God together and to reflect on your spiritual journeys. Also, everyone is invited on Sunday at 11 a.m. to gather in our backyard of Knox, and we will be exploring further our theme of spiritual resilience through creation. So go forth this day into the beauty of the earth, and as you go forth, may the love of God heal you, and may the wisdom and grace of Jesus guide you, and may the Holy Spirit fill you, even as Mother Earth heals you. Go forth in that great love and care. Amen. Thank you.